Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have two great guys in the studio with me today, John Staton, who is the features editor, Star News, and Zach Hanner, here representing Theater Network of Wilmington, but he's also known from The Howleys and Journey Productions and City Stage and films that he's done. And they are here to tell us all about the second annual Wilmington Theater Awards tonight at 8 o'clock at Thalian Hall. So first of all, thank you both for coming.
Thanks Jamila.
Thanks for having us.
All right, great. Now, last year was the first awards show. Talk about how this began.
Well, just a short version, how the Star News involvement began was I used to do my annual kind of a theater, best of list in the Star News every year. Linda Lavin one year was like, you should do an awards show. And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea. So I kind of brought in Justin Smith from City Stage, who had always talked about doing an awards show. Don Ansel, who's always talked about doing an awards show, was like, you know what? If we do it, let's do it with these guys. And last year, it was a great success. Everyone had a ball, and so we're going to do it again this year.
Why not? Now, I understand that last year you gave a special Enduring Contribution Award, and you'll do that again this year.
Right. Well, it was the Enduring Contribution to a Wilmington Theater. Lila Thompson of the Willis Richardson Players is the first person to get it, and it came time around to give it again this year, and Don Ansel, who, as you know, has passed away in August, it just felt like, considering everything he's done for the theater community, and I sat in here with the studio with him last year with Rachel Lewis Hilburn and talked about the awards, and it's just blows me away that he's gone. It just seemed with everything he's done and starting these awards and just for theater and Wilmington in general that it was right to give it to him, and his family will be there tonight to get the award from Tony Rivenbark, who's going to introduce him.
Great. Oh, and I'm sure Michael Walton Jones,
his longtime
partner, Michael will
be there.
And
absolutely.
I think it's a perfect choice to have Don Ansel be the one who's awarded. Now, let's talk about the award categories.
All right. Well, it's your pretty typical, it's best actor in a show, best actor, our best actor in a play, a musical, best play, best musical, and on down the line.
Okay.
We've got a lot of, best supporting and all the technical categories like
best set design, best sound, best choreography.
We got it all, Jamila.
Good. Sounds good. Now, who decides the nominees?
I decide the ultimately list, which let me tell you is
hard.
It's a downer in a way because you're like, well, there's no real good way to do it. You just look at all the nominees and all the shows that people have done throughout the year. And I get suggestions from my fellow critics and from the theater company send me in who they want to represent them. And from that big list, you got to whittle down and you got to make some choices that, sometimes they're maybe good and sometimes they're maybe not as good as they could be. But
I think it's safe to say if every great production isn't represented, all of the productions that have been selected were great without question.
There you go.
Good.
Thank you, Zach.
Okay, that's great. Now, you've got the nominees, but then how are the winners determined? Who votes?
One-third theater critics, which is me and my fellow critics, one-third the theater companies get a vote, and then one-third is a public online vote that anyone can go on and vote for their favorite. So, and I will say, not everyone that I voted for personally ended up winning. Some cases the vote was swayed by the public vote. Some cases it was swayed by the theater company. So it really, every vote really did truly matter in that sense.
So at this point, the voting's closed, and
you
know who the winners are.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, I'm afraid so.
Okay,
He's
all right.
Walking to the theater with a briefcase handcuffed to his arm.
Right.
Absolutely, just like those Price Waterhouse guys for
the
Academy
Brothers.
Awards.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, there, you put a couple sunglasses on, pairs of sunglasses on you guys, and you look just right.
Well, now we have announced our first slate of winners, if you want to go ahead and
please,
give these
that
people
would be
a
great.
Shout out.
Yeah,
yes.
Certainly. Today we announced the winners of the categories that aren't going to be presented at the show, and that includes the Best Children's Theater Production, which was Thalian Association's Children's Theater's production of Guys and Dolls.
Uh-huh.
Best Ensemble in Musical Only was The Color Purple at City Stage.
Mm-hmm.
Best Newcomer and Well-Deserved Max Korn for performances in a number of different shows
my
over
gosh.
The course of the year.
That was a no-brainer, I think. What a
great talent. I work with Max every week in Super Saturday Fun Time at Theater Now, and he's a fantastic actor.
I had seen him in Legally Blonde and Most Happy Fella, and I knew he had a beautiful voice and he was gorgeous to look at, but when I saw him in Spamalot, I nearly died. He has great comic timing.
He's got a lot of range, for sure. And I'm worried he's not going to be around for too long.
We've got to hold on to that guy. Already? Other winners?
Yes. Best Music Direction went to Amanda Hunter for 9 to 5, the Thalian Association show. Best Choreography was David Loudermilk in The Color Purple at City Stage. Best Set Design, Greg Allen Buck for Margot Vale at the UNCW Department of Theater.
That was an amazing technical
show. I didn't get to see that. Oh.
It was all video screens.
Oh, wow.
Best sound design went to Cole Marquis of Thalian Hall for The Color Purple at City Stage, a well-deserved achievement. Best costumes, Debbie Shoy and Susanna Douthat for Hello Dolly at Opera House Theater Company. Best lighting design was Maria Chaplin from the Glass Menagerie at UNCW. And finally, a pineapple-shaped show by Pineapple-Shaped Lamps won Best Original Show.
Excellent, excellent. If you're just joining us, you heard the voice of Zach Hanner just now. He is with Theater Network of Wilmington and many other organizations. He will be the MC for tonight's second annual Wilmington Theater Awards. Also here, you've been hearing John Staten, who's the features editor for Star News. Now, let's talk a little bit about the show tonight. You've announced the folks that there won't be time to feature tonight, but they're in the newspaper and they're on the website. And
yep. And we'll acknowledge them at this evening's event for
good,
sure, but they just won't get up and make a speech.
Yeah, because to keep the show 2.5 hours, you can't give all the awards.
It's hard, and actors are verbose. They will get up there and talk for hours on
it. Is there an orchestra that will cut them off?
Oh, yeah.
We have a hook and a sandman a la the Apollo to come and sweep them off the stage.
Oh, I love it.
I tried
to
talk Cullen Mollison into doing that, and he refused.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's great. We'll talk about the show tonight.
Well, the show we've got, as you like to have in any award show, a big opening number. I am a huge Billy Crystal fan, and no matter what people say about him hosting the Oscars, the greatest memories of that ceremony were, you know, the 90s versions of Billy Crystal, and so I attempted to kind of come up with something that was a silly opportunity for the theater companies, main theater companies in town to be represented.
I love it. I love Billy Crystal shtick on the Academy Awards.
And we'll have, you know, Justin Smith of City Stage and Tom Briggs and all of the other theater heads on stage to participate.
And they're all great, too. I was at the rehearsal last night, and they're all, I mean, it's going to be funny.
I think it'll be a nice way to start. We have a number of musical performances. Every musical is represented by a performance, and that includes Color Purple, Most Happy Fella, 9 to 5, The Producers, and I'm missing one.
Spring Awakening. They sounded great. I mean, they haven't done that show in almost a year, and I know Max Korn was saying it was kind of weird to be back out there. Mm-hmm. I haven't done this show in since, 10 months, and all of a sudden you're singing a song from it again. But he said as soon as you're back out there, it kind of...
Yeah.
And also Bob Workman from WHQR is going to be singing one of his duets with Amy Tucker Morgan from The Most Happy Fella, and that's two voices right there.
Mm, I mean, they're both up for awards.
Oh, yeah. They're both up for Best Actor and Actress in a Musical.
Wonderful.
And one little segment that I'm particularly proud of, I managed to coerce my dear friend Catherine Bailey, who's known as a Wilmington theater critic and sometimes ruthless?
Yes.
A theater critic. I managed to talk her into doing a funny little video segment for tonight's ceremony, which I think will be rather entertaining.
You know, I
very
still
funny.
Remember her on stage when she did the show, Ruthless. Was it Letitia Encore is the name of the critic?
She was the theater critic.
She was hysterical. Oh, my God. She was great. So,
but
good.
She was a really good sport about participating, and we got a number of other actors from the community to chip in, and I'm real happy with that. We have a handful of fantastic presenters, including the Star News' Jeff Heideck, Justin Smith from City Stage, Rhonda Bellamy, Peter Jurasik, Joe Gallison, and
the David Brothers.
And the David Brothers.
A new comedy act.
Oh, John and Ben David.
Yes, I think it's a ventriloquist act. One sits on the other's lap and they do an act.
That sounds great.
Well, Ben David was the presenter last year and he was great. Who would expect for him to come out? And he gave Chiaki Ito, who was our music director, a get out of jail free card. It was only good till midnight, so she didn't really have much time to use it.
Ben David is so comfortable ad-libbing, too. He's been on the radio with us a lot of times, and he can just go. You just, press a button and boom, he's on.
Writer, I think all attorneys are frustrated actors. They would all rather be on the stage than in the courtroom. There's a lot more pressure in the courtroom, I think.
There's also a red carpet event. What's that all about?
Well, we did get a sponsor this year. Last year, it was pretty much just Star News and Thalian Hall. This year we have a sponsor, which is Land Rover Cape Fear, and they're taking care of all. They're going to have a big projection on the building, a red carpet, a bunch of Land Rover stuff, and there will be a little photo area where people can, not just the nominees and the actors, but anybody who wants to come up and play
around. I'm receiving a Land Rover for hosting the awards.
Right, exactly.
Right. Why don't I believe that?
So, it is a little, hopefully it'll be a lot of fun, and I think it will be.
That sounds great. I want to give credit to Jonathan Barber of Thalian Association, yes, who's a musical director for the show.
Doing a great job.
And Zach Hanner, as we said, is going to be the MC. John, will you be on stage at all?
I will not. Luckily for everybody in attendance, I will be in the audience watching and probably running around behind the scenes doing stuff. But I did want to say, just when it came time to pick a host for this year, last year we worked with City Stage. This year, you know, to make it a true event for the whole community, we wanted to bring in, you know, different companies. And so we brought in Jonathan Barber from Thelen Association. I mean, Zach Hanner. We're like, well, who can sing, act, write? Okay, well, it'll be Zach
Hanner.
There you
go.
So that, you know, so Zach, you know, thankfully agreed to work with us. And I mean, he's done a fabulous job. I couldn't have asked for anybody better.
Oh, it's been a whole lot of fun. And, you know, in addition to patting ourselves on the back on a night like tonight, which is really what these sorts of events are all about, it's also fun to like just pick and take little shots at one another. It's all good natured. The Wilmington theater community I've found in my 20 years here is really a huge family, and
it is.
You spend a few months at a time of intense interaction with parts of that family, but once your production is over, you're still family, and we all come together in a room like we will tonight. It's a really wonderful sense of community.
And that's why I'm coming. Big old family reunion. I've been to the show for a couple
of years.
I would
say on the whole, there's a good balance of, like Zach said, shot taking and back patting, if I can say that right.
That's sure. A hard
well,
one.
Well, when it comes down to it, you know, everyone is doing great work in town, and they deserve to be acknowledged for that, and that's
great.
What we want to do.
All right. The show is tonight, and if you go, you'll see Bob Workman on stage, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn as well. She's up for an award. They're both on our staff here. Tickets are $15 plus some service fees, available by calling Thalian Hall, 632-2285, or thalianhall.com. Thank you so much, Zach Hanner and John Staton, telling us all about the second annual Wilmington Theater Awards.
Thanks, Jamila.
Thank you.